I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Captain Phillips is based on a book by the merchant mariner Richard Phillips, whose container ship was hijacked by Somali pirates in 2009. His story is told by two perfectly matched collaborators. Tom Hanks, the Hollywood embodiment of American decency and self-effacing courage, and Paul Greengrass, the virtuoso director of action adventures with a documentary feel and a fidelity to facts. The film is an exciting entertainment that makes us feel good about the outcome and about the reach of American power rather than its limits. Yet the narrative container is far from full. There isn't enough incident or complexity to sustain the entire length of this elaborately produced star vehicle. The story starts with its instantly appealing hero leaving home in Vermont to go to work off the coast of Somalia. Rich Phillips is appealing not only because he's played by Tom Hanks, but because he's a high-tech, globalized version of a venerable archetype, the quietly competent Yankee seafarer. But a collision lies ahead for him and his ship, not with another ship, but with a third-world culture represented by new versions of the pirate archetype. Four young desperados with deadly weapons, at least one of them tech-savvy, and all of them determined to make a killing that will, in the best case, be purely monetary. The Somali leader, who comes to be called Skinny, is played with such bravura ferocity that it's hard to believe that Barkhad Abdi, a Somali who lives in Minnesota, is making his acting debut in the role. Skinny insists that the raid is just business and that he and his cohorts are just fishermen who've been driven to crime by the predatory practices of Western fishing fleets. But Skinny is a captain too, and the film's dramatic core concerns the two men's struggle for control of a ship being held for ransom. The movie is what it claims to be, closely based on a true story that happens to culminate in a thrilling display of U.S. naval might and Navy SEAL expertise. But the story, as set forth in the book, presents certain problems. It doesn't lack for personal heroism or a thrilling climax, yet it recounts a string of factual events that are repetitive and not always very interesting. That's why the film plods along so perplexingly while the pirates search the ship from top to bottom for its apparently vanished crew, why its portraits of the pirates are as shallow as they are striking, and why so much time is given over to the pirates yelling and screaming at Rich Phillips or at each other. It also sheds light on why Tom Hanks's most powerful scene, you'll know it when you see it, is in fact a piece of fiction. That's not a bad thing, mind you, but a good thing. It's based on true feelings. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.